Hallelujah. Good morning, Father God. Thank you. Thank you for your power working us through your Spirit, Lord. Your will be done, your kingdom come this day and every day on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious disciples. It's Ephesians 1 verse 14, but we're going to do 13 and 14 because it all speaks about the Holy Spirit, the power of God that has been given us, been given to us to be the redeemed, to show redemption and experience redemption and show redemption to a world that is caught up in the lie, the spirit of this world. We're reading it in the CEV.
Christ also brought you the truth, which is the good news about how you can be saved. You put your faith in Christ and were given the promised Holy Spirit to show you belong to God. The Spirit also makes us sure we will be given what God has stored up for His people. Then we will be set free and God will be honored and praised.
Hallelujah. I think we shared a lot about this yesterday, but what I want to just share this morning. Yesterday we spoke also about the ungodly people, the deceived people. They have a form of godliness but deny the power. And the power is the Holy Spirit. And the power is the leading of the Holy Spirit. And it's so nice here in the same chapter, verse 19, we can see that everything is given to us according to the power at work in us. And then Ephesians 3:20 as well, we see there that God gives us exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or think, according to the power at work in us. The power at work in us is another way of saying the leading of the Holy Spirit. So that's where we've got power now to be witnesses. Remember that scripture, we will see power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. It's also the word ability. So we have been sealed for the day of redemption, and this is the day of redemption. The day of salvation, the day of the Lord is for each and every one that has seen the stone that the builders rejected. It's a chief cornerstone. They see that Jesus is the beginning of a new and a better covenant, and it is precious in our sight. And when we see that and we acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior, and we are saved, baptized, and receive the Holy Spirit, we are now sealed with everything we need for life, everything pertaining to life and godliness. And so we are now restored into the family of God. We now play a part in the family of God as the Spirit leads, as the power of God is released from the inside to the outside. And so we stay in tune. And guys, this is so beautiful for us to know. Then we are becoming everything God made us to be. But no eye has seen or ear has heard what God has prepared for His children. And where does this come from? This comes from the very thoughts of God. And who knows the thoughts of God? The Spirit of God. And so because we got the Spirit of God, we have the thoughts of God. And remember, the thoughts is as the sea sand. It is big and mighty. And that's why we walk conscious of God all the time, to acknowledge Him in all things so that we can have His thoughts and we can be everything He made us to be. But the beautiful thing is, the beautiful thing is it's for us to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, to be everything God made us to be. But it's also for the restoration of this whole world, because God so loved the world, He sent His Son, not to condemn the world, but to save it. So we are being saved, set free, healed, blessed, motivated, and then this is also for the world. And that's why you got that wonderful scripture where it says, creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. And who are the sons of God? Those led by the Spirit. So we are in a powerful time now of reset, everything being restored, that the kingdom of God comes on earth as it is in heaven. That's the reality, guys. And that's why we stay in tune and we abide under the in the shelter, which is Jesus, and in the shadow. And we proclaim this. We say we abide in Jesus. We abide in the presence of the Father. Hebrews 12:22 says we have come to the kingdom, and there's the presence of God, there's the presence of Jesus, there's the angels. That's the reality, guys, and that's what we stand on. And because we believe it and stand on it, you uttering that which the power of God has given to you, the Holy Spirit has given to you, and then that's accordingly God watches over his word and he brings it to pass. So this is a beautiful reality, guys, that we are in this beautiful day, this day where everything has been shaken, but not the kingdom. The kingdom thinks that we are in the kingdom and we're partaking in the kingdom blessing. That's what doesn't shake. But everything else is being shaken, and shaken to be removed. His kingdom has come, but his kingdom is here to fill this earth as the waters cover the sea. I mean, as it is in heaven. So that's the reality. So that's we just stay in tune, develop on schedule. God is with you and he's for you. So know you've been sealed. And now you abide in the shelter in the very presence of God. And he's now showing you his salvation, his plan. It's coming to pass step by step. Glory to glory. Amen.
Amen.